When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. It's another Main Street spotlight. In the studio, John Morgan with J. Morgan Limited Fine Jewelers. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for having me.
It's been a while. I'm on your website right now. Man, you have some really nice pieces in the store.
Thank you.
For those maybe tuning in for the first time, or maybe they've never even been in your store, tell us how long you've been in business, how long you've been downtown.
Ah, my pleasure. Well, we opened in 1987, and we've been in our current location downtown since 2012. Got a wonderful store located right in the middle of the second block, so right in the smack dab in the center of the action, Grand Haven. We're a full-service jewelry store. We sell gold, silver, platinum. We do a ton of custom design work, specialty repairs. You can't get it fixed anyplace else. Come and see us. We'll take care of your little special family treasure or heirloom, and or help you recreate something brand new. It's really a lot of fun, and we've got such wonderful customers and a great staff. I'm so proud of my folks, my people. We've got three jewelers on staff. I don't think anybody in Grand Rapids can even boast of that. And great design consultants and lots of friendly folks to help you with whatever it is you need, whether it's for Valentine's Day or just because.
That makes a big difference, too, when you have those people on staff, doesn't it?
It really does. Oh, my goodness. You know, having that that continuity where they've been there for many years, they're really familiar with products and process, and they can answer your questions, and you know them. They're part of your community, and you trust them. And, you know, it's just been great being able to have that kind of a crew to rely on and that kind of a connection and family sort of feeling.
You've helped people get engaged. I mean, this is what you do, right?
It is. And not only have we helped them get engaged, but we've also helped their kids get engaged.
Yes.
And it's really awesome to see that kind of generational thing now. And knowing that we're part of that and their history, and we've played a little role in making it all happen and be exciting. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. How important is it, John, you know, to be a part of Main Street Downtown Development Authority?
Well, you know, I think that's been a great organization over the years in terms of sort of focusing on events and concepts and activities that promote and support our business community in the Central Business District. And the liaison kind of a role that they play between the businesses and the city council or, you know, the powers that be, I think has been a key role. And, you know, we appreciate their involvement in our local business meetings that we have and their outreach. I'm really, you know, I think the new director is, you know, doing a great job and staying really in tune with people, and the outreach is great. And so that way the city council can hear from us and we know we're being heard.
Yeah, I would agree. Shandy Poppy has done an amazing job into that role as a director for Grand Haven Main Street. What has changed in the world of jewelry?
Ah, well,
because if you notice, I'm not a jewelry person. And my daughters are.
Mm-hmm,
I'll be in your store to buy them something
sure. In
August for their birthdays. But what has changed?
Okay, so here's a really big thing. Like, one of the biggest things that's happened in my 40-plus years in the jewelry business. And it's kind of developed over the last five to eight years. And that is the emergence of lab-grown diamonds as a viable jewelry category. In fact, so viable that people are buying those for engagement rings, you know, in preference to natural diamonds many times, because they can get a larger, cleaner, brighter, whiter, clearer diamond. And I do say diamond because they're 100% genuine. for less, substantially less, than for a natural mined diamond. Now, that doesn't mean that natural mined diamonds aren't wonderful and have their own special history and characteristics and rarity and value, but because these lab-grown diamonds, chemically, physically, optically genuine, 100% carbon, pure carbon, just like a natural diamond, they last as long, they sparkle as much, they're just as durable, they're just as beautiful. Only way you can tell is with specialized equipment if you're an expert. And so we are selling a lot of those. People love them. The girls love it because they get a bigger diamond. The guy loves it because he saves a bunch of money. And we love it because we sell them.
I was just going to say, I don't wear a whole lot of jewelry, but I would wear a diamond ring. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And I just saw something on your website where you can take shells and sand from the beach.
Yeah,
and,
okay.
Now we're talking.
Now you got me because, on another good thing.
Because that's meaningful to people, right?
Yeah. So here's how that works. We have a wonderful design company that we've discovered who makes jewelry from Grand Haven Beach sand. It's just fabulous. I discovered them at a trade show some years ago, about 3 years ago, and they were making beach sand jewelry. And I said, hey, you don't have anything from Lake Michigan, do you? And they go, well, yeah. I said,
wow.
Well, you wouldn't have Grand Haven by any chance. And they said, well, you know, I think we do.
I'm loving this.
Oh,
okay.
It's great. And we sell it. People love it. It's pretty. It's fun. You got to take a piece of Grand Haven with you wherever you go.
I love this.
Yeah.
You know, I'm noticing more men are wearing the jewels.
You know, I think guys have been kind of wearing bracelets a fair bit those last few years. It used to be, you know, back in the day it was neck chains, you know, and guys still do.
Yeah.
But I think men are wearing more bracelets than ever before. Still not a lot of rings, interestingly enough, but there's some really cool wedding bands. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
The metals that they're making them out of now?
Yep.
Fantastic. You can get them in titanium or cobalt chrome or black zirconia. Or meteorite or dinosaur bone or, you know, all kinds of amazing things and combinations. So for high performance, cool metals in men's bands, wedding bands, there's a really nice selection that we have available. And you can totally customize them. So it's really cool. The finish, the width, the texture, the metals, it's really awesome what you can do now.
I'll be in soon. It's so nice to see you.
Yeah, nice to see you.
Yeah.
So great to be here in the studio.
What do you think of our new, we remodeled in the studio, so it looks really
beautiful.
Nice. It does look nice.
Not just the studio itself, but the lobby and everything.
Yeah.
Really swanky. It's great to see this wonderful part of Grand Haven history and culture thriving down here. So we'll be back to see you again soon.
I love that. And what are your hours?
Okay, so we're 10 till 6, Tuesday through Friday, and then 10 till 5 on Saturday. We are closed on Mondays and Sundays.
Okay, that works. Have a great day. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
The mission of Grand Haven Main Street Downtown Development Authority is to enhance a vibrant historic business district through community efforts, plus public and private partnerships.
Go, go!